GHRT Rewinds are brought to you by Laughlin and Wolfington Team, your home sold guaranteed realty. Find out what your home is worth online instantly at LaughlinWolfingtonRealty.com. Follow up now. We talked with Paul McCarrier, a fellow that we turned to for insight into issues of voter-approved marijuana use by adults in our state. And he spoke with us about concerns in Augusta about the testing of medical marijuana. Some see it as overreach. Some see it as necessary. After talking with Paul, got an email from Aaron Scalia, who is of Monmouth. And as I understand, do you call it AAA Farms or AAA Farms in Manchester, Aaron?
AAA Farms.
AAA Farms. And you are a licensed medical marijuana provider here in our state, as I understand.
No, sir. I started out as a medical marijuana caregiver in 2015. I transitioned to the adult use market, and I now own and operate AAA Farms out of Manchester, Maine, which is an adult use cannabis store.
Okay. What interested you in our conversation with Paul, what he framed for us as a couple of amendments now in the legislation they're looking at in Augusta? What are your thoughts on this issue, Aaron?
Yes, sir. Well, I think that LD 1847 is common sense legislation that everyone should be on board to adopt, because what it does is help close the loopholes by using track and trace system, seed to sale, which is something that we have to use in the adult use program. And that will really take care of, help take care of the illegal grows and the infiltration of the Chinese grows through the medical cannabis program, because that's how they got into this state. That's how they took a foothold into the state, through the medical program, not the adult use program, because it's so easy to get a medical caregiver's license and ability to grow. They can set up shop in any residential house, and they're legal to be there. So if a state trooper or law enforcement goes to that location, they have to prove that they're doing something illegal, because just growing at that location isn't a crime. So after listening to testimony from the state police, you know, and they were saying how that was the main reason, you know, for the Chinese being able to have all those illegal grows, is because Maine's medical program is so lax. So it really needs an overhaul on the whole program, you know, and that's not even considering the testing. You know, fact of the matter is that Maine's medical cannabis program is the only cannabis market in the nation with no mandatory contaminant testing, no seed-to-sale tracking, or minimal labeling requirements. So these gaps have really turned the program into a safe haven for organized crime.
Let me chime in with a couple of questions, just so I understand. Maybe listeners can understand. Are you suggesting that the scrutiny that the adult use marijuana recreational market we have in the state of Maine, you're suggesting that level of scrutiny does not exist for the medical marijuana industry, and it should?
Yeah, I think, well, I think that when you talk about the problem of, and I hate to say Chinese grows, but they just predominantly are Chinese, the Chinese grow houses. they are able to plant, you know, a canopy, a couple hundred plants in a house, and they're totally legal to do so if they're under the license of a medical marijuana grow.
Okay, now there's something that I think people did not know or understand. You're suggesting that the illicit marijuana being grown by Chinese operators in our state is making its way into the Maine medical marijuana industry?
Yes.
Okay, now I'm getting a better understanding as to why this is happening. And now, to go back, Maine's adult-use recreational marijuana industry has a level of scrutiny, seed-to-sale, perhaps, if I'm hearing you correctly, but we do not have that. We do not have seed to sale regulation in the medical marijuana industry. Why not?
Because they've fought They fought the implementation of that through the VLA committee.
Okay, no, I need to know something. I always have pronoun trouble here. You said they fought. Who are they?
Well, the lobbyists of the medical marijuana community. See, okay. Nothing can change in terms of rules and regs for the medical marijuana program without the blessing of the VLA committee, the Veterans and Legal Affairs Committee. And, you know, like last week, they had a workshop on a couple of bills that were being workshopped and voted on through Congress, and there's 13 members on the board. And LB 1847 was a bill that was brought to the committee by Andy Graham, and it's common sense legislation, and it basically said to align Maine's medical cannabis program with Maine's adult use program in terms of testing requirements and seed-to-sale tracking. So you have a chain of custody, in other words, so that when cannabis is grown, you know where it's going, where it came from, and all the points in between. And they didn't want that. And when I say medical marijuana community does not want that. And for whatever reason, you know, whether it be, you know, government overreach, the fact of the matter is we're the only state in the nation that has legal grows that doesn't require seed-to-sale tracking and tracing, a chain of custody, and testing.
Okay.
It's just, it's ridiculous.
All right. This is Aaron Scalia from Monmouth. He, with the AAA Farms. One other question I need to get out to understand this. There's no testing for medical marijuana as rigorous as adult use recreation marijuana in our state. But is there a problem with Maine's medical program? What evidence do we have that there are issues that warrant the level of scrutiny that you're suggesting?
Well, you're providing medicine, right? If something is considered medicine, don't you think that a patient should have the luxury of having labeling and knowing what goes into that product? You know, I mean, there's nothing that can ever be prescribed to you by a physician that isn't gone through rigorous testing and labeling requirements and chain of custody. You know, and this program, this medical marijuana program, when I was in it, I had problems with it back then. When I set up shop next to Dr. Dustin Sulak, and he approached me, and we had a great relationship, and he said he would send his patients to my store with specific needs, and as long as we tested all of our products, and he was able to prescribe those products to his patients through milligram dosages that were accurate, he would send his patients my way, but he wouldn't if it was if I didn't test anything. So it was very important. So I learned a lot from Dustin Sulak, and I took the things that I've learned through him, and I transferred to the adult use program. And then when we came into the adult use, when there was all the testing requirements and chain of custody and blah blah blah, I was all good with that because I believed in it. And I don't. And over the years, Rick, I don't understand why this program hasn't aligned ourselves closer to the medical, but instead we've grown further apart.
What I didn't hear in your answer right there was, if Maine's medical marijuana program has a problem, where is the testing that tells us that we need this? I don't disagree that, yeah, if someone's taking medicine, there should be some sort of regulatory oversight. Where is the evidence that what people are right now using as medical marijuana in our state, where are the studies, where's the evidence that tell us that there's a problem here?
I have no idea, but what I do know, Rick, is that if every other state in the nation is doing it with a legal medical market, why do we think that we're different? Why do we have to have all this studying and stuff for it to happen when it's common sense.
Okay.
It just doesn't. Well, let me ask you this.
Yeah.
Why does the adult use program have to have everything tested to the T and free of contaminants? And that, what, I mean, can the stakeholders in the adult use program ask that question? Why do I have to test all my products that I sell to the general public? You know, what evidence does the state have that, you know, that these harmful, that anything harmful has happened adversely to, you know, the people that use it? There aren't those studies in adult use either. It's just known that that's what the standard is.
Okay. I will tell you this. Paul McCarrier is listening to the conversation and did send me this note that said, gotta challenge Aaron here. We do have a mandatory tracking system required via trip tickets and transaction logs. He says there is tracking going on.
All right, well, let me ask you this, okay?
Yeah.
The difference between their tracking and the medical cannabis program and the adult use program is we have to use a third-party tracking system. It's not on the honor system like medical cannabis is.
Okay.
Trip tickets. I used to be a medical cannabis, a cannabis caregiver, and the trip tickets are something that you fill out on your own and you keep a record of on your own. And if you have 1,500 people that are on the honor system, how many people do you think out of 1,500 are truly doing it the way that they should be?
Okay, I can accept that. It's like voting in Maine. It's the honors system.
Yes, sir.
But are you familiar with the Hickman Amendment versus the Morin Amendment? Which one sings to you as a solution here?
I think Andy Graham's bill, 1847, is the only bill that I saw in workshop last week that was going to address the illegal grows and the testing requirements, you know, to align with adult use. I don't believe that the other bills, other than 1847, will address any of the problems that we're currently having. It's more so the status quo, the way things are now.
Well, Aaron, another concern that came up from Paul McCarrier was we don't have access to capital. We can't afford this kind of testing, this kind of seed-to-sale tracking. What's the solution to that?
That's not true. That's not true. You know, when you're selling your flower for $50 an ounce, yeah, I can see why you wouldn't have the ability to pay for your overhead. But if you build your cost of goods sold into your products, it all makes sense. It goes on a spreadsheet with your feed, your cost of growing, your electricity, what have you. You know, the testing and labeling requirements, all that, it goes into it. You know, and you price your goods according so. You know, if you're working on a 10% margin, then that's what you're working on.
GHRT Rewinds are brought to you by Laughlin and Wolfington Team, your home sold guaranteed realty. Find out what your home is worth online instantly at LaughlinWolfingtonRealty.com.